This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Understanding animal welfare certifications in meat production, what you need to know. Get a clear overview of animal welfare certifications in meat production and how they impact ethical eating and animal treatment. Animal welfare certifications in meat production, what you should know. Hey, so I wanted to talk to you about something that's been on my mind lately. Animal welfare certifications in meat production. If you've ever wandered down the meat aisle wondering what labels like certified humane or animal welfare approved actually mean, you're not alone. It can get pretty confusing to figure out what's genuinely good for animals and what's just marketing fluff. Let's start with why these certifications exist at all. Basically, they're designed to ensure that animals raised for meat are treated with better care than the standard factory farm scenario. Factory farms often prioritize efficiency and cost over animal welfare, which leads to cramped, stressful, and sometimes cruel conditions. So, these certifications come in as an attempt to set a baseline for ethical treatment. Here are a few of the most recognized ones you might encounter. Certified Humane. This label is one of the more popular ones. It means animals are raised with enough space to express natural behaviors, given proper food and water, and protected from unnecessary stress or suffering. They're also supposed to avoid certain cruel practices like tail docking or overcrowding. Animal Welfare Approved, AWA. This is more rigorous and focused on pasture-based systems. It demands that animals have access to pasture and are raised in more natural environments. It's often considered a gold standard by small farmers and animal advocates. Global Animal Partnership, GAP. You might have seen their 5-step animal welfare rating on packages. The higher the steps, the better the welfare standards, from basic improvements to pasture access and more humane handling. Now, all these certifications have pros and cons, which is where stuff gets interesting. For example, with Certified Humane, the farms may still operate in barns rather than open pastures. So, animals aren't totally free range, but things are improved compared to conventional factory farms. On the flip side, Animal Welfare Approved is stricter, but sometimes it's harder to find products labeled that way and often pricier. It's important to remember that these certifications don't necessarily mean cruelty-free in the absolute sense. There's still the basic reality of killing animals for meat, which brings in all those ethical arguments for and against eating meat. For some folks, animal welfare certifications help balance their ethical eating choices. For others, especially those leaning towards plant-based diets or clean meat alternatives, these labels might not be enough. One of the bigger ideas connected to this topic is sentiocentrism, which focuses on valuing the interests and feelings of sentient beings, like animals. From that perspective, animal welfare certifications aim to reduce suffering and acknowledge animals' capacity to experience pain and pleasure, even if they don't completely eliminate harm. On the practical side, knowing about these labels can guide consumers who want to make more responsible choices without going fully vegan or vegetarian. It feels like a middle ground where people can still enjoy meat but support better treatment of animals. For instance, some people are also exploring clean meat as an option. That's lab-grown meat that promises to be cruelty-free, though it's not mainstream yet. So, the next time you're at the grocery store, check those labels and see if you can support brands that follow stricter welfare standards. It's not a perfect system, but it's a step forward. And if you want to understand the broader ethical landscape surrounding meat eating, including pros and cons of eating meat, arguments on both sides, and ways to think critically about your food choices, there's a really thoughtful book called Eat Meat or Don't That Breaks It All Down. Learn more about the ethical discussion on eating meat, the different viewpoints, and how animal welfare certifications fit into that picture by checking out Eat Meat or Don't. At the end of the day, whether you eat meat or not, being informed is key. Animal welfare certifications can help you align your purchases with your values, especially if you care about the well-being of animals. It's all about making choices that you feel good about and understanding the complexity behind what ends up on your plate. Thanks for hearing me out. Next time you're in the meat aisle, I hope these little nuggets help you decode those labels a bit better.